USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2020 Census Bureau numbers are out and will reshuffle the 435 congressional districts among the 50 states for the next decade. Texas gets two additional congressional seats. Florida gets an additional seat. New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia all lose seats. Reports from Israel are saying U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry was leaking Israeli military movements on Iranian targets to the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif. John Kerry denies the allegations. Ocean scientists at the Scripps Institute announced on Monday they've uncovered a former industrial waste site off the Southern California coast with some 25,000 barrels that contain the toxic chemical DDT. A dumping site since 1947, scientists have previously detected in the area near Catalina Island high levels of DDT in marine mammals, including dolphins and sea lions. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Louisville Police Department is under Department of Justice investigation. Tim Berg reports.
The Justice Department announced it will launch a broad civil rights investigation into the practices of the Louisville Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement more than 1 year after the shooting of Breonna Taylor in her home. Regarding Taylor being shot by police, Ted Williams, former D.C. homicide detective, tells Fox News.
This seems to be the one in Louisville, the investigation there, seemed to be predicated on the Breonna Taylor case. But I got to tell you, in the Breonna Taylor case, the what the police officers did, I believe, was reasonable. They came to serve a search warrant. During the course of serving the search warrant, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend opened fire on them, and one of the officers was wounded. They wound up returning fire, and sadly, Breonna Taylor was killed.
Louisville has a population of 618,000. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Your medical records are very private information. If America moves to a mandatory vaccine card, another one of your freedoms will erode away. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC says at least 138 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. The proof, a 4x3-inch paper vaccination record card issued by the CDC. First thing experts recommend you should do once you've been vaccinated is take a digital photograph of both sides of your personal record card. The one thing you should not do is post a picture of your card on social media. That's according to Nanette Day, assistant special agent at HHS, and she says the vaccine lot numbers are key to your card.
Those lot numbers are used to legitimize a fake card.
They also telling NBC's Today Show scammers are on the lookout as well for vaccine cards online.
Well, we've already seen it be used to target people for surveys. They already know the type of vaccine you got and potentially where you received it or what date you received it on. It will lend an air of legitimacy to the fraudulent request, which makes it more likely that you're going to fall for it and take the survey and potentially provide your personal information to a fraudster.
The supermoon Monday night and Tuesday morning was seen to many as a super pink moon. A supermoon occurs when the moon is closest to the Earth that results in a brighter, bigger appearance. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.